All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're diving deep, really deep, into the source of creativity.
Like, what actually is it? You know, we've got some cool excerpts from a text, and let me tell you, it puts a whole new spin on why we create.
Absolutely.
It's like less about just making stuff and more about like a force inside us.
Yeah.
And how that shapes how we express ourselves. So yeah, let's unpack this whole thing together.
Okay.
See if maybe it changes how we see those creative urges we all get, you know?
I'm into it.
So this text we've got, it throws out this really intriguing idea of creativity being like a calling.
Mm-hmm.
Not just something you do for fun, but something you're almost destined for.
Right, like a predetermined call to action.
Whoa, predetermined call to action.
I know, that's powerful.
Like you're meant to create.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like you don't have a choice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This idea just grabs you and won't let go until you make it real.
Exactly.
It's funny because it actually reminds me of those times when I get an idea for like a new song or something.
And it just sticks with me. Like I can't rest until I at least try to get it down, you know?
Totally. And the text even compares it to other types of callings, you know, like people feel called to help others.
Right, right. Like a doctor or teacher or
something. Exactly. Or to like explore, like an adventurer.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
So many different ways this call can look, but that same deep down urge is there.
Makes you wonder if those artists who talk about their muse or being struck by inspiration,
if that's kind of what they're tapping into, you know?
It very well could be.
But here's the thing, and the text makes this really clear.
This call, this urge, it can show up in so many ways.
That's what's so cool about it. It's not limited to any one form, you know? It's not just painting or music.
Yeah.
It's whatever speaks to you, to that need inside.
Exactly, exactly.
It's about getting that something inside of us out.
Like this need to expel what's inside us. That's how the text puts it.
Which I gotta admit, really makes you think, huh? Because it's like, is creativity our way of letting out all those emotions, thoughts, all that stuff we carry around inside?
That's a really interesting way to look at it.
Have you ever felt that though? Like after you finish a project, you get this wave of relief, like a weight's been lifted?
Oh, for sure. All the
that sense of, I don't know, catharsis maybe?
Catharsis, that's a perfect word for it.
Yeah.
And that feeling might actually be the key to why we feel that need to expel in the first place.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, it's like creativity gives us this outlet, you know?
Yeah.
A way to process everything that's going on inside, but then also to give it a real form, a meaning outside of ourselves.
So instead of those experiences and emotions just staying bottled up, we're giving them a voice, a shape, a color.
You got it.
We're transforming them into something we can share and connect with.
Exactly.
That's really cool when you think about it like that.
It is, isn't it?
But I'm curious, does the text actually say what this creative force is?
You know, it doesn't really give a straight answer, but it makes us consider all the possibilities.
Like what?
Well, maybe it's psychological.
Okay.
Like a need for self-expression, you know, a way to connect with other people.
Right, right.
Or maybe it's something more spiritual, like a way to tap into something bigger than ourselves. Or who knows, maybe it's a mix of everything. We're just starting to scratch the surface.
So instead of trying to put creativity in a box,
we should just embrace the fact that it's this big mysterious force that shows up in our lives in all sorts of ways.
And that's what makes it so powerful.
That's a great point.
It can be anything and everything.
This has been such an interesting conversation. Really got me thinking.
And for everyone listening, as you go about your day, pay attention to those creative sparks. You know those times when you get an idea or a feeling you just have to express?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ignore those. Lean into them.
Absolutely.
It's where they take you.
And while you're exploring those sparks, here's something to chew on. What is this energy urging you to do with that art you create or experience? If art is communication, what message are you putting out there?
Now that is something to think about.
Great stuff today. Thanks for diving deep with us.
Thanks for having me.